Evening. I will be reading from Revelation 7, 9 through 12. Revelation 7, 9 through 12. And these things I looked, and behold, a great multitude, which no one could number, of all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." All the angels stood around the throne and the elders and the four living creatures and fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving, honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen."
First Timothy 2:1-3, I will be reading from the New King James Version. "Therefore, I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior."
Our theme tonight is thanksgiving. In Philippians 4:6, Paul writes to the brethren at Philippi, and he says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." Paul tells the brethren in this verse that when they ask things of God, that they, when they are not received, that they should be thankful for the things that God has already given them. The first song in the first group of songs is number 392, "Count Your Many Blessings." In this song, the songwriter tells us that no matter how bad our life gets, that we should count the good things that God has given us. The second song is in the supplement, number 43, "Thank You, Lord." In 2 Corinthians 9:15, it says, "Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift." Let us sing.
Number 392, "Count Your Blessings." Do, do, mi. Sing all three. "When upon life's billows you are tempest-tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one, count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. Are you ever burdened with a load of care? Does the cross seem heavy you are called to bear? Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will be singing as the days go by. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. So amid a conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged, God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend, help and comfort give you to your journey's end. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done."
Number 43 in the supplement. "Thank You, Lord."
Do, do, so. For
For all that you've done, I will thank you. For all that you're going to do. For all that you've promised and all that you are is all that has carried me through. Jesus, I thank you. And I thank you, thank you. And I thank you, thank you. Lord, and I thank you, thank you. Thank you for loving and setting me free. Thank you for giving your life just for me. How I thank you, Jesus, I thank you. Gratefully thank you. Thank you. For all that you give, I will thank you. For mercies abundant and new. You've changed me completely, your will I can do. With blessings so loving and true. Jesus, I thank you, and I thank you, thank you, and I thank you, thank you, Lord, and I thank you, thank you, thank you for loving and setting me free. Thank you for giving your life just for me. How I thank you, Jesus, I thank you. Gratefully thank you. Thank you.
This next group of songs emphasizes the gift of Christ to the earth and man's thanksgiving for him. The first song is number 46, Hark, the Herald Angels Sing. This song glorifies and sanctifies Christ as a gift sent from God. The second song is number 495, Joy to the World. This song expresses how one may glorify and sanctify Jesus as the Savior of all. Let us sing.
Number 46, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. At the very end of each verse, we will hold those notes for two beats instead of one, and I'll beat that out for us. Do so.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Mildly lays his glory by, born that man no more to die. Born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Veiled in flesh the Godhead see, held incarnate deity. Pleased as man with man to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel. Pleased as man with man to dwell, Jesus, our Emmanuel. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace. Hail the Son of Righteousness. Light and life to all he brings, raised with healing in his wings. Christ by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord. Come, desire of nations, come, fix in us thy humble home. Come, desire of nations, come, fix in us thy humble home.
Amen. Number 495, Joy to the World. It's a bit high. Let's see how this goes.
Do mi so do. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains repeat their sounding joy, repeat their sounding joy, repeat, repeat their sounding joy. No more let sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessings flow. Far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love.
The last group of songs will show us how grateful we are for a home up in heaven. The first song is in the supplement number 72, Hilltops of Glory. This song shows us that we have the hope and promise of the home in heaven with our Lord and Savior, where there will be no more evil allurements and we can rest in peace. The second song in the supplement is number 76, We Shall Assemble. In this song, we are reminded that one day we will be with him and we will be able to express our great gratitude before him. Heaven is our ultimate goal, and because of Jesus' great sacrifice, we can be thankful he gave us the chance to go there and to be with him in paradise. John 3:15 reads that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Everything Jesus has done and everything we strive to do is to get us to that great mountain where we'll be free from pain and suffering of this life. Let us praise the Lord, for this is the great blessing together tonight.
Number 72 in the supplement, Hilltops of Glory.
Do mi so do. Onward rejoicing, I tread life's way. Higher I'm climbing each passing day. Hilltops of glory now rise in view, where all shall be made new. Hilltops of glory,
I now can see.
Oh, brother, won't you come go with me? Safe on the mountain, I soon shall stand. Hilltops of glory land. Way down in Egypt, mid burning sand, Moses had started for Canaan's land. Never turn backwards, always ascend onto the journey's end. Hilltops of glory, oh, brother, won't you come go with me? Safe on the mountain, I soon shall stand. Hilltops of glory land. Footsteps of Jesus before us lead. We tread life's journey, his warnings heed. Evil allurements cannot prevail. I'm on the upward trail. Hilltops of glory,
I now can see.
Oh, brother, won't you come go with me? Safe on the mountain, I soon shall stand. Hilltops of glory land.
Next song will be in the supplement number 76. We shall assemble, 76.
We shall assemble on the mountain. We shall assemble at the throne. With humble hearts into his presence, we bring an offering of song. Glory and honor and dominion unto the Lamb, unto the King. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. We sing the song of the redeemed. And at the end of our journey, we shall bow down on bended knee. And with the angels up in heaven, we'll sing the song of victory. Glory and honor and dominion unto the Lamb, unto the King. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. We sing the song of the redeemed.
The song after the invitation will be in the supplement number 73. The song before the Lord's Supper will be number 15 in the supplement, Exalted, 1-5.
Known before the world, glimpsed by righteous men, Son of God, sent as David's heir, granted all the earth. Exalted, seen with blinded eyes, met with wicked Hosanna, God, worshipped with contempt, throned upon a cross, exalted, scorned by those who once loved within belief, Son of God, Son who take my death, Jesus, Son of God, exalted, exalted.
Are there those that need to partake this evening that weren't able to this morning? Let's go to God in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this great day that you've given to us. Lord, be with those that are about to partake of this bread. That they do so remembering your Son's ultimate sacrifice on the cross for our sins, and his body that was brutally beaten for us. It's in your Son's name that we pray these things. Amen.
Father, we continue our thanks now for this fruit of vine, which represents the Christ's blood that was shed for our sins of the world. We pray, Father, that we have those that are partaking this time, that would do so in a manner that we be well-pleasing in thy sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Are there those that would like to give back this evening? Let us bow. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for all the many blessings that you've given to us. Lord, be with those that are about to give back, that they do so with a cheerful heart. And just thank you for giving us our jobs and the houses we have, and just blessing us with all that we have. And it's in your Son's name that we pray these things. Amen.
I want to begin by especially giving thanks to those who participated this evening, and especially our young men and participate in this. Our theme this afternoon has been Thanksgiving. And the giving of thanks to God should be fundamental to all of us. We are thankful because God created the heavens and the earth. We are thankful because God created us in his own image and made us the pinnacle of his creation. God gave us dominion over this earth and over all created creatures. And God knew that man would need a sacrifice that would do for man what he couldn't do for himself. And that is set aside the penalty of sin so that our sins could be washed clean. And to devise a plan and a way for man to be able to approach a pure God and have the hope of eternal salvation. Virtually all of us can recognize events in our lives that beg for the recognition that God has moved to touch our lives in wonderful ways in addition to the most wonderful gift of his Son. Psalms 100 says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endures to all the generations." And Philippians 4:6 says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." This isn't just a polite "thanks, Lord," for when something good happens to us. This is an outpouring of praise to God for who he is and what he has done. One of the fundamental ways of giving thanks to God is to obey his commands. Would you become subservient to him and obey his commands for you? If you've never rendered obedience to him by repenting of your sinful life, confessing him before men, and being baptized for the remission of your sins, and being raised up from the watery grave to walk in newness of life, you need to do so, and you need to do so now. If you've been a follower of him but have strayed from your first love, or if you need to call for the prayers of this congregation on your behalf, then we encourage you to come forward now while we stand up and while we sing.